And so he's one of those guys that if you saw him standing on, like, the top of a hill, you know, like a really tall hill.
Yeah.
You'd go, you'd probably go up, like, sneak up behind him. You know, he's, like, looking over the hill, and he'd be going, wow, that's quite a steep hill there. And so you'd sneak up behind him and go, oh, and push him, you know?
Yeah.
And then he would roll all the way down the hill and, like, you know, like, making, like, weird noises. Yeah. As he'd, like,
and he'd, like, hit a rock maybe, and, like, bounce and kind of fly a little bit.
Yeah, he's got that circular kind of look. Or yeah. A circular kind of thing going on.
Uh-huh.
Like a real circular, like, bowling ball type shape to him.
Yeah.
So you just keep on picking up speed, and, you know.
You think he could break the sound barrier doing that?
I don't know. That's a little bit much, but maybe just a little bit.
We should get some scientists on this.
You think so?
I think so.
That might help, so.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you think I should do that?
Next time I
see him standing on top of a hill,
yeah.
A tall hill?
What, he's, like, your top three people that you'd push off a hill?
Yeah, top three, I'd say. I can't think of the other two. I just don't want to say he's the number one, because then I'm going to find out that there was another guy that I think would be better to push down a hill and watch him roll.
Do you actually have this list written out?
No, because what I'm saying is I don't know. I can't write off the top of my head right now, because I just now got this idea. Off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody else that would be better to roll down a hill.
Okay.
And I wouldn't want to fill up those two spaces that I have available.
Oh.
I just know for sure that he would be in the top three.
Ah, okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
All right.